I want to read something to you, and I'm going to start out just by reading something to you. And I want you to listen. This is Bob Scrivano, Assets and Aging. I'll introduce myself, but I want you to listen to this. And I really do. Nursing homes are $15,000 a month. Not 12, not 10, they're 15,000 and up. Nursing homes are $15,000 a month. And I'm going to read you something from the Kaiser Foundation. It's called Facing Financial Ruin as Costs Soar for Elder Care. It was written in the New York Times on November 14th, 2023, but it's an article from Kaiser Family Foundation. And I want to read you this. And if you, some of you are doing this now, some of you will recognize this, but pay attention. If you have, or if you have somebody in your family that's frail, elderly, listen. Just listen for a minute. Margaret Newcomb, I'm reading from this, Facing Financial Ruin as Costs Soar for Elder Care from Kaiser Foundation. And it's written by Reed Abelson of the New York Times and Jordan Rao. November 14th, 2023. It's 3 years old, and it's still valuable. Margaret Newcomb, 69, a retired French teacher, is desperately trying to protect her retirement savings by caring for her 82-year-old husband, who has severe dementia, at home. So we got a 69-year-old taking care of an 82-year-old at home in Seattle. She used to fear his disease-induced paranoia. Now he's so frail and confused that he wanders with no idea. He doesn't know where he is. Sheila Littleton, 30, brought her grandfather with dementia to her family home in Houston, then spent months fruitlessly trying to place him in a nursing home with Medicaid coverage. She eventually abandoned him at a psychiatric hospital to force the system to act. "That was terrible," she said. "I had to do it." Millions of families are facing daunting life choices and potential financial ruin. Wake up, folks. This is happening all over the place. And it's going to happen to you. Not maybe, not kind of, but it's going to happen to you. And that's what's going on. The people are exposed to the possibility of depleting almost all their wealth, said Richard Johnson, director of the Program on Retirement Policy at the Urban Institute. The prospect of dying broke, I'm reading from the article, dying broke looms as an imminent threat for the boomer generation, which vastly expanded the middle class and looked hopefully toward a comfortable retirement with the backbone of 401ks and pensions. Roughly 10,000 of them will turn 65 every day until 2030, expecting to live into their 80s and 90s as the price tag for long-term care explodes, outpacing inflation and reaching $500 billion a year, according to federal researchers. The challenges will only grow. By 2050, the population of Americans 65 and older is projected to increase by more than 50% to 86 million seniors. The number of people 85 or older will nearly triple in the next few years. It's breaking families, it's destroying families, it's destroying wealth, and it's happening right in front of you and you're not paying attention. Nobody's paying attention. I've been doing this for 30 years and people think, "Well, Bob, that's okay for other people, but it's not going to happen to me." You're an idiot. If you believe this can't happen to you, you're not sane. Because it's happening to families all over America, as I just read. And that article is from 2023. Do you think it's any better than it was in 2023? I came across it the other day again. The Kaiser Foundation does amazing stuff with this subject. And I'm always looking for articles on senior care and what it costs. And nursing homes are $15,000 a month. When this article was published 3 years ago, they were $12,000 a month. Now they're $15,000 a month. Do you think they're going to go down or up in the next 10 years or 20 years or whatever you've got left to live? What do you think? How long is your savings going to last at $15,000 a month? Come on. How long? Well, Bob, I've got Medicare. Medicare doesn't pay for long-term care. Well, I thought I heard they'll pay for 100 days. Well, the average time is less than 20. Well, Bob, I'm going to apply for Medi-Cal today. No, you can't apply for Medi-Cal today because you're not in a nursing home. You have to wait until you're in a nursing home, and then you have to hope that your documents work because you had them done on a computer or by someone that never asked you about frailty issues. I've been doing trusts for 20 years. I'm not an attorney. I'm a licensed legal document assistant. I can prepare legal documents in California at your direction and request, such as wills, trusts, and powers of attorney. And I always ask people about frailty. Who's going to take care of you when you can't take care of you? You're not dead. You know, there's two questions in life. What if I die? Okay, a third of the people in the United States don't even have a funeral plan because they won't talk about the possibility of dying. The other question, the world in which I live, is what if you don't die? What if you don't die? What if you just become a vegetable for the next 2 years? You don't remember your kids. You don't remember where the bathroom is. You don't remember anything. They took away your driver's license 2 years ago because you forgot what a stop sign means and you ran into a car. That's happened to more than one of my clients. That's how they lose their license. Well, Bob, that's not going to happen to me. Then you're a fool. If you believe this can't happen to you, what is it? Only happened to bad people? No, it happens to good people. We're all going to get older. We're all going to become more frail. We're all going to have problems with our feet or legs or heart or lungs or something or our brain. When you're 35 years old, I won't have this statistic right, but I'll be close. When you're 35 years old, this comes from the best book ever written on aging called Being Mortal. Dr. Atul Gawande, you should read it. Being Mortal. And he says in the book, he's a doctor. He's a psychiatrist. His dad's a doctor, his mom's a doctor, everybody in the family's a doctor. And he didn't know what was happening to dad when he had early onset dementia. And he says in the book, when you're 35 or 30 or 35 years old, our brain takes up 100% of our cranium. By the time we're 85 years old, there's a half an inch gap on either side. Your brain shrinks. That's why falls in older people, especially if they're in an Eliquis or blood thinners or Coumadin or Warfarin or something like that. You're at risk of a brain bleed if you fall. Because you bleed easily, and the bleeding doesn't stop. So what's your plan? Well, Bob, it'll just work out. Okay, I guess it'll just work out. It's just going to work out for you. You're going to be the exception to the rule, and but you all know somebody in a nursing home. Everybody knows somebody in a nursing home. I'm going to go talk to a group of realtors tomorrow. I'm doing this radio show. I know you're hearing it on Saturday, and tomorrow in my time is Friday. But I'm going to go speak to a group of realtors, and guess what? They'll all know somebody in a nursing home, because I always start out my workshops. By the way, I got a workshop coming up on the 25th. I'll talk more about that in a minute. But I always start my workshops out, and by the way, I'll come and speak to your group or organization anytime for free. As long as you give me some water, I'll come and do it. But I ask the same question. I'll ask them the same question. How many of you now know have ever known anybody in a nursing home? Everybody will raise their hands. I used to teach at a gerontology class at American River College. And I'd walk in, there'd be a group of 20, 30-year-olds there at junior college. And I'd ask them all the same question. How many of you now know or have ever known anybody in a nursing home? And everybody raised their hands. Everybody knows somebody in a nursing home. Everybody. Everybody knows somebody that had dementia. Everybody. But it's not going to happen to me. You're a fool if you believe that. And you're going to cost your family potentially everything if you don't plan for that. And don't have the talk about it with your family and your kids. What do you want them to do if you can't do it anymore? Who's having the frailty discussion in your family? Nobody, probably. I've been preaching this and screaming this into this microphone and at my workshops. My next workshop, by the way, is free. It's on July 25th, that's a Saturday, at 10:30 in the morning. You might want to think about being there. It's free. You can sign up on my website or you can call me. I'll give all those numbers out in a little while. But if you just want to go through life as a, staring into the corner, I guess you can do that, or you can become informed. Because everybody knows somebody that's in a nursing home. Everybody knows somebody with dementia. And it's happening in families all over America and the world. And it's not going to stop. Why? Because we live longer than we used to. I tell this story all the time. Both my grandfathers died before I really knew them. They both died. One of them died in his 50s. The other one died in his 60s. Now grandpa's lived to be 80, 85 years old. 80 is not uncommon age to reach anymore. It's not uncommon. We have 10 million people reaching age 65 every year in this country. And some of those people are going to live to be 80 and 85 and 90 and 95 years old. And some of them are going to live with their marbles and some of them are going to live without their marbles. And you don't know if it's going to be you or not. No, you don't. You think you do know, but you don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. So what are you going to do when that happens to you? What's your plan? Have you had the discussion with your family? No, you haven't. Then you're going to become another one of these facing financial ruin. I have clients that have gone through hundreds of thousands of dollars taking care of a family. It's the prospect of dying broke looms as an imminent threat for the boomer generation. That's us, which vastly expanded the middle class and looked hopefully toward a comfortable retirement on the backs of 401ks and pensions. Roughly 10,000 of them turn 65 every day until 2030. They're going to spend $500 billion a year paying for long-term care. Paying for long-term care. By 2050, I'm reading what I read earlier, the population of Americans 65 and older is projected to increase by more than 50% to 86 million people 65 and older by 2050, according to the census. And the number of people over 85 or older will nearly triple. Triple. Those who needed long-term care were more likely to die broke. Among Americans who had $172,000 to $1.8 million in savings at age 65, those with later long-term care needs were much more likely to deplete their savings than those who did not need long-term care. You can't pay $15,000 a month to a nursing home or $8,000 a month for a memory care unit without dipping into savings. Very few people have $8,000 a month of income coming in after they've retired. Very few. I've known some people to have a very nice income. They don't need to worry unless there's a spouse left at home. If you have a spouse, wait a minute, what are you talking about, Bob? Well, if dad goes in a nursing home and he has $8,000 a month and we're going to spend that on care, what does mom live on? What does the well spouse live on? Social Security? Have you planned for this? Have you even thought this was a possibility in your family? Children, have you looked at your parents and said, we need to sit down and talk because you want us to be responsible for taking care of you and we're willing to take on that burden, but we have to have a conference about this. We have to have a plan for this. We have to have an idea of what we're doing. We can't just go into this blindly and hope it's all going to work out. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, boys and girls. It doesn't work that way. On July the 25th, that's a Saturday, and last time I checked, it's not a holiday, I'll be doing a workshop right here in Sacramento. It's free. How do you get to my workshop? You sign up for it. You go to my website, assetsandaging.com. I'll say it again and then spell it for you. Get a piece of paper. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and, A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. When you go there, you'll find a link that lets you sign up for my upcoming workshop. It's free. Or you can pretend it's not going to happen to you, but that makes you a fool. And that makes your children walk a tightrope that they weren't prepared to walk. Well, my daughter said I can come live with her. Yeah, talk to people that have done that and ask how that goes. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean your daughter or son don't love you or don't care about you, but that's an impossible task. Well, Bob, we took care of my grandma until she was 137. Yeah, there's always the exception that proves that the rule isn't the rule. Everybody knows somebody that lived to be 90 and still had all their marbles, but for every one of those, there's 100 who didn't make it to 90 and didn't make it with all their marbles. They had cognitive dissonance or cognitive decline. We all are going to have that to some degree as we get older. How many of you sit there? What was the name of that movie? Yeah, remember that movie? It was something about Africa. I don't remember, but it was what was it called? Something about Africa. And everybody's thinking out of Africa. It might have been that. It might have been the African Queen. It might have been, a PBS special you saw on lions in Africa. All of us are going to have cognitive decline. It just happens, folks. You can't make the brain not age along with all the rest of you. And then what do? Who's going to take care of you? Who's going to make decisions? Who can pick your doctor? How many of you have more than one doctor? How many of you have more than two doctors? How many of you have more than three doctors? Do your kids know who all those doctors are? Is your advanced health care directive on file with all those doctors? Do your kids understand what meds you're on? Because when they go to the hospital, because you're called to the emergency room, the first thing they want to know is, what medications is your mom on? What medications is your dad on? Do they know what meds you're on? Why not? You've asked them to take care of you. Have you empowered them to do it? Do your documents have frailty language? Are they just, who gets my stuff when I die? Who gets my stuff when I die? I don't know for you. I know for me, they're informed. They're informed. They know. They know what their responsibilities are. They know who our doctors are. They know what meds we're on. They know our limitations. Everybody has limitations as you get older. Your eyesight gets a little worse. You can't see at night driving as well as you used to. You can't read that stop sign from 100 feet away like you used to. You can't jog 3 miles like you used to. All of us are going to face a diminishing lifestyle. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just going to happen. You can't make it not be so. It's going to be so. So do you approach that time prepared, or do you approach that time in blithe ignorance? And nobody, well, Bob, you know, we don't like talking about that in our family because it's icky stuff, and we don't like talking about icky stuff. And so you want to punish your children? Well, no, they don't want to talk about it either. So, okay, who's the adult in the family? Who's the responsible adult in the family? Let's figure that out. Who's going to take the responsibility for doing this? We understand in my family that I may not be competent. My spouse may not. We may have a debilitating disease. We may have a stroke. We may have who knows? We may have a fall and break our hip. None of that's happened yet, but we know we're going to get older every day. I'm still doing this radio show, but the day's going to come when I probably won't be able to do this anymore. I'm going to do it as long as God willing and the creek don't rise, as one of my good friends, Daryl, used to say. He was a farmer. And that was one of his favorite, God willing and the creek don't rise. And I don't know for you. I have answers, but you got to come and talk to me. You got to get to the workshop. Every on the first Wednesday of every month, I do a webinar. The appointments are free. Bring the family in. You can bring everybody in, and we'll sit down, and together we'll reason together, and we'll figure out where you are and what you can do and what you can't do and how you're going to do it and what you're going to do and who's going to take care of me and have I empowered them and all that stuff that we don't like talking about. Hopefully your kids are adults. Hopefully as parents you're acting as adults and empowering your children with what I want my kids to be able to take care of me. But well, then have you empowered them to do that? Have you had a family conference? Do you sit down once a year and go over everything so everybody knows? Do your kids know where you're banked? Where you bank? Do they know your broker's name? Do they have his phone number? Do they have control of those accounts if you go goofy on us tomorrow? Or you forget who you are or whatever it is? Have you empowered those people around you who you want to take care of you? Have you empowered them with the documents you've done and the planning you've done? That's what I do. I help families come together and plan for the day when mom or dad can't take care of themselves, maybe shouldn't be left alone, maybe are going to need more help than they needed when they were 50. And we talk honestly, and we identify needs honestly, not pretending, well, Bob, you know, my grandma lived to be 85, and she was independent up until the day she died. Well, good. For every one of those people, I can show you 100 that didn't happen. And all of you can, too. You have some people in your family lived to be a ripe old age and did just fine. You have other people, by the time they were 50, they didn't know what planet they lived on. Are you being honest about what's happening in your family? Or are you just sweeping under the rug and hoping it's all going to just get better? Or the unspoken hope is I'll die before I get worse. And don't tell me that doesn't happen, because that happens a lot. People are planning on, well, I think I'll probably just die before I get too bad. Well, I hope, good luck with that, because I know lots of people that didn't happen to. I know people who've had dementia for 20 years. I've been around people who've had dementia for... I'm sitting in offices right now with people who come in to see me, and it's easy to tell dad or mom or somebody has dementia, but nobody will talk about it. Well, no, we don't like talking about that, but no, we don't know. We don't want to talk about that. Why do you want to punish your family that way by not talking about it? Children, why are you not demanding that your parents talk about that? Parents, why are you not demanding that your children sit down and talk to you about this stuff? Well, I want my kids to take care of me. Okay, have you had the talk? Have you? It's like the talk of where babies come from. Eventually, you have to have that talk. Well, you have to have the same talk about aging. I'm going to get older. I may get frail. Here's what I would like, and here's how I've empowered you to do the things I would like you to do, and I've given you the power to do that, and here's copies of our documents, and we're going to sit down together and we're going to figure out a plan for our imminent old age. Because unless we die young, we're going to get older, and as we get older, nature has a way of getting even. Get to my workshop on the 25th. It's free. If you can't get to the workshop on the 25th, then get in to see me. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up for a free workshop, sign up for a free appointment, or if you're not good on the technologically, you can call me. Get a pencil and paper out and write this number down. And you'll get my answering machine. Leave me a message. I'm great about returning phone calls. 800-999-8 007 800 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Just call, get to my workshop, set up an appointment, or go to assetsandaging.com. But if you're, again, if you're better on the phone, just give me a call. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. This is Bob Scrivano for Assets and Aging. I hope you have a great day and a great life and a great weekend. And remember, please, please be kind to each other. Thanks. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.